Vayter in Shas. We are in Bava Metzia, Daf Tesvav. Picking up on the top of the page of Tesvav, six lines down, second last word on the line is Rav. Now, I got to bring us back into the picture of it to know what's going on here. On Yudalim Abayis, about 10 lines down, we had a statement, and that was a statement of Rav Nachman. It says, Itmar, Amar of Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Maus Yeshlo, the money he has, and this is talking about a case of, let's say you have a case where a Ganav goes ahead, he sells land to someone and there's Shevach and they increase the value of the land. And then he promises him that he's going to give him, you know, the Shevach in case something happens. Does he have to give it to him? Does he not have to? So Rav Nachman says, Maus Yeshlo, he has money, he can get the Karen, Shevach, even though he doesn't have any Karen, any Shevach. Afa Pishapir Shlo, it's a Shevach, even though he said he's going to do it. How come? Kivin to Karka Einlo, Schar Mosav Omed Venotil, since there's no Kaku, it's not his. Therefore, this looks like ribbis over here. It's like he lent it to him and he's giving it back to him and he has to pay him more than what he gave it to him for him. We had a Bryce which came and kind of tried to knock that out. And we had two answers to keep. Well, the whole page, really, the whole Amid is trying to knock off Rav Nachman. Rava, towards the bottom of the page, gave one answer to explain why he's still alive. Rabbi gives another answer. And now we are up to Daf Tez. Six lines down, Rav Ash. Rav Ashi Amar, let's study them, Katani. The Brisa, which seems to be kasher. I go and I steal a field from my friend, and it's full of fruit. And I eat all the fruit. And I go and I sell the field. And then the one who bought it, he comes to get his money back from me, the principal the guy really owns the field, took it away from you. Like, I sold it to you. Another real owner comes and takes it. You come to me and get your money back. Go over Nechasa Mishubadim. You can take it from Nechasa Mishubadim, properties that were Mishubad. But Nigzal Ligbos Peros, or the Nigzal comes, the one who really owned the property, comes to get the Peros. Go over Nechasa Mishubadim. You can take it from Nechasa Mishubadim. Says Gemara. Bein L'Rava, Bein L'Rabba, Bar Rav Huna, Milva Al Pehu. In both cases, when we explain the Braisa that the owner is getting compensated for his lost Karen from the Ganav, these cases are talking about when it's a milva alpeh. It wasn't written down. A milva alpeh, inu govim nechasa mishubadim. That you can't take from nechasa mishubadim. So now, if that's the case, so why does the Braisa allow you to go and take the karka, the Karen, from the nechasa mishubadim? What are we talking about? Kisha amad bedin. He stood up to din, to judgment. Rashi explained, what does that mean, kisha amad bedin? Well, I'm glad to ask. What it means is, kodim shemacha nechasa, before he goes and he sold it, he went to Beis Din over there. V'kivin to chayvu Beis Din, Beis Din is a mechayvim, isle kala, is a kol now. V'harvel kemil v'vashtar, it's considered like kemil v'vashtar. Back in the Gemara, v'hadar zabin. And only afterwards, he went in and he sold it. But he was chayv by the Beis Din, therefore, you can go and you can get it from any land that was sold afterwards. If that's true, then Paris Nami. The Paris also should be taken from Nechasa Mishubadim. Why is it that's only B'nei Charen? Because we're talking about when it's only the Din, all the Din on the Karen, but not in the Paris. On my Pascha, well, who Paskin that that's the case that you're suggesting that that's what it is? The Gemara, stum the Milsa, makes sense. Kitava Inis, because when a person goes and they want to be compensated, Karen Atava Beresha, first he asks for the Karen, the thing that he, the ultimate things, you know, the main stuff, and then after to deal with the other stuff. So therefore, that's what makes sense to say the Karen, that's where the Din happened already. Frak the Gemara v'savar Shmuel lokech migazan lesli shvachad. Is it really true that Shmuel holds that somebody who goes and buys land that's stolen from a ganav doesn't get back? He doesn't get back his shevach. What do you mean? Right? Even if the guy said that he's going to pay him back for the shevach, he doesn't get it. V'ha amar le Shmuel Rav Chinina. Shmuel said to Rav Chinina, who was a sofer. He was a scribe. He says, Imlich, you better figure out. What are you figuring out? Rashi says, Shatos, Kosiv Shtar. When you're writing Shtar, Himlich, be clear, Bemocher, Imikabel, Love, Lehigbos, Lulokech, Mishafar, Nechasav, Karnov, Shevach, Pera, Mitrafu, Mimeno. Find out if this person who's selling it, if he's taking responsibility upon himself, that if this guy has the property taken from him, that he's going to pay him back. From what? And that says the Gemara. Limlech uksiv shufra shivcha upere. Make sure that you figure out if the guy wants, if he's taking upon himself to pay from this best of his property, shivcha from the shevcha also upere, and for the fruits, for the produce that comes from that field. So, b'mai. Now, what are we talking about over here? How was it taken? When was it grabbed? Iba Balchov, you're talking about Balchov's coming on, he's taking it, so me is the period, does he get fruits? Amar Shmuel, Balchov, Gove, Esa, Shevach, Shevach in, Aval Paris Low. So clearly we can't talk about that case. Alav Belukech Migaza. We're talking about a case where someone goes and he wants to now get his money back when he bought it from a Gazlin. And then the owner goes and he can go and he can take the Paris also. So Shmuel seems to be saying that the buyer of stolen goods and stolen land gets the money back from the seller for his lost Shevach because it's against Rav Nachman. Rav Yosef, what are we talking about? Kegon Sheyesh Lo Karka. We're talking about a case where the Ganav has Karka. And he gives that to the buyer as, compensating him for what he lost for his Shevach and for the stuff that he lost over here. And for his Karen, the extra money, and therefore it doesn't look like, in this context, it doesn't look like it's a ribbis matzav, and therefore we allow this type of thing to happen. It says Rashi, kigon sheyesh lo karka, legazon zeh, shemekbil lo kech karka, v'lo mos, ahashta lo mixik ribbis, doesn't look like ribbis. In fact, the Gemara Amalei Abaye, v'chimotel livo sobis, are you allowed to go ahead and lend a saw of grain for to get paid back a saw and grain afterwards? Rashi says, "Aser lavo saw b'saw shamayuko chitim," because maybe the value is going to go up. Are you allowed to do such a thing? But makom sheish lo karka, in a matzav where you have karka, and therefore you're going to go and pay the karka the value of the saw of grain. We know that such a matzav is going to be issue a problem of ribbis. So therefore, also here as well, you shouldn't be able to compensate him for the things that go up in value, even if he's giving him land and not money. Even in such a matzav, it should be a problem. Amar Lei, Rav Yosef brings it back. He says, "No, listen up. Hosam halva. There, that's a matzav of a halva. It's a loan, and therefore, that's where they're very machmir. Rashi's balva shaych ribis tfei mimecha. There's a lot of, issues that come up when it comes to the idea of lending something. But hacha zvini. Over here, there was a sale that's going on, and the sale were less machmir when it comes to these ideas of ribis. We're not really worried about it as much. Ikedarmi. Some explain this whole type of thing differently. Amar Rav Yosef, hacha meskin. We're dealing with kigon shekanu miyado. We're dealing with a case when there's a kinyan chalipa that goes on over here. The edim go ahead and they acquire from their kanum yadu from the ganav that he's going to pay. He's committing to pay for the lost shevach if it gets taken by the one who originally owns it. Now in this case, he committed himself already to this payment. Therefore, it's not considered like it's ribbis. Amalei Abaye says, "What chimoter lo v'sa b'sa b'makom shekanum yadu? If you lay yusab b'sa in a place where they did it makom yadu, where they're committed to go ahead to pay." The saw, this is going to be aser, right? So too, it looks like interest over here. And it shouldn't work. It should not work because of the fact that he already committed to it. So Amar Lei, it says, Hasam alva. There again, it's alva. Hachazvini over here. It's a sale, and therefore we're more makil. Gufa. The Gemara is not going to talk about if a malve, the right to go and to take the shevach, is going to take the shevach to the one, to the land that's already taken. Gufa Amr Shmuel. Balchov Gova is a Shevach. The Balchov is able to go ahead and collect all of the Shevach from the one who bought it. Amr Rav says, Teda. You got to know, this is Emes. And you can't stop him by saying that it's his. In other words, what's the situation over here? You go ahead and you buy a piece of land from a Ghana, which really belongs to me. I can go and take it. And Balchov, go visit Shevach, I can take it all. I'm a Rav Teda. You know it's true. Shekach kosef lo mochel lo lokech. How do you know it's true? Rashi says, Bachray shtar ha-mecher. This is the type of thing that he writes when he sells, when the seller writes to the one who's buying. Ana ekum v'ashpe v'adke v'amareg zvine ilein inun v'amaleon ushvacheon v'ekum kodamach. What does he say? I'm going to stand, and I'm going to be quiet. And V'adke, Rashi says, is atar mikol irur. I'm going to make it pure from any fight. V'amareg zvini yelin, and cleanse the sale from any sort of issues. The stuff that is bought, and all the money that you spend on to make it better, and the part that it does get better. And I'm going to stand before you in this Vitzavi Zabina Dinan. And then the Edom come and they say, and our buyer agreed to this, and he accepted upon himself based off this deal that was just made. Now, the seller is going to now compensate the guy for his improvements. So now the creditor can go and get them from the buyer, because he's going to go ahead and he's going to be taken care of from the ganav, so he doesn't have to be worried about it. So hold on a second, if that's really true, then matana delok sivle hachi, then by a matana where this type of lashon is not written, hachanam delotar shvacha, so then you're not able to go and get back the shevach because the one is not going to be getting compensation afterwards. Amalei in, he says, yep, that's true. You're not allowed to go and take it. Fact of Gemara, fact of Rav Chiya, Rav Chiya for koch matana yimecher. Are you telling me that the koch of matana is greater than the sale? Amalei in yafe vi yafe. It is strong like a bull. It's very, very strong, yes. Amar Rav Nachman, ha masnisa mesayel lelamar Shmuel. This brice over here actually goes in and supports the idea. V'huna chavin mokin la b'mili achrini. But Huna, he explained this is talking about a different situation, a different case. The time we went to the brice, ha mocher sad de la chaveru. Someone sells a field to his friend, v'harei hi yotza mitachas yado, and then a girl leaves his hands, kishu gova, when the purchaser comes to collect, he has to get compensated for what he lost over here, gova is a karen nechas mishpatim, he can go and he can take the karen from nechas mishpatim, v'shvach mi gova mi nechas mishpatim, and he can take the shevach from nechas mishpatim, that are b'nei charen. So Rav Nachman is saying that the brisa is talking about the stuff that was taken by a creditor, and saying he has to compensate this guy for the lost shevach, for the stuff that wasn't sold, and then pasha that the creditor can take this stuff from the buyer. He can go get it back from him. And Bahuna, our friend, Mokum Lab Bemile Achrini, he explains this, Bryce said, to be talking about something else, but Lokeach Mi Gazlin. You're buying it from a Gazlin, but... It's now Tanya Yidoch, of another brand, so it says, Amocher Sad Lechavero. Somebody goes and sells a field to his friend, Vishbicha, and then it goes up, you know, he makes it better. Uba Balchov, a Turfa, and now the Balchov is, you know, he owes me money. He comes in, he's Gova, he goes and he takes it from him. Kishu Gova, when he comes in, he takes it. Imish, Ashevach Yosei Aliyatsiya, Nota Leshevach Mibal Karka. If the value of the improvement is more than the expenses, then what does he do? He collects the whatever is left over from the improvement from the owner of the land, meaning the one who sold it. And then the expenses from the balchov. But if the expenses are more than the amount that it went up, then this guy is only going to collect, he's only going to get compensated from the balchov only for the amount, the expenses up to the value of how much it goes, how much it improved. But whatever goes more than that, he's not going to get. What does Shmuel say that the Bryce is talking about? And if you want to say, it's talking about somebody who buys land that's stolen from a gazlin, kasha reisha. Then we have a kasha in the first part. Amar Shmuel, lokeach migazlin, lesli shvacha. It says you don't have shvacha. Ibe balchov. And if you want to say that we're dealing with a case that he took it from the land that's taken by a balchov, kasha reisha. This if you have a kasha on both of them, Damar Shmuel, Balchov, Gove, as a Shevach. Right? So the Shmuel says that a Balchov, he gets even the stuff that gets better and he doesn't have to pay back the one who bought it all. The Bryce is saying in both cases, he has to go and pay back the buyer for his expenses. So the Gemara says, Iba Yisema, Belokech Mi Gazlin, Kegon Shiesh Lo Karka, Inami Bishikanu Miyado. Right? We could say that the Bryce is talking about somebody who bought a field that was stolen from a gazlan, and he still gets compensated from the gazlan for the value of what goes up from more than he paid. Kigon sheish lo karka, in a case where the gazlan has land, inami b'kshan miyado, or when the edim had him committed from the gazlan at the time through the kinyan chalipin that he's going to pay him, you know, for what's lost. Or you can say balchov. You can say the Bryce is talking about land that's taken by the balchov velokasha. And this Bryce is saying that the balchov has to pay back the buyer is not a kasha, because kan the Bryce up b'shevach, it's talking about of the stuff that goes up in value. Beep, turn the page. That's from the base. Hamagilik svifayim. That are little translation would mean that makes it to the shoulders. In other words, it's ready for those that are going to come harvest it. and then they're going to go and carry it. Therefore, the Baal Chov has to compensate the guy who bought it for what he paid. Kan, over here, what Shmuel is saying is, B'shevach she'enu magil k'sefayim, it's talking about when the land was taken of the stuff that goes up, but it's not yet ready for the harvesters, and therefore, he doesn't have to compensate them for what he put in. Says the Gemara, V'ha ma'isa b'chol yom. He says, what do you mean? But we have these things happen all the time. They came to Shmuel all the time, you know, to deal with these type of situations. Rashi says, Dine torfe mekach boin lefne Shmuel u'magbe lebal chov kola shevach imakarka v'afila magilik seifayim kol zman shetzvich imakarka. So, right, back to the Gemara, V'ka magbe Shmuel, and Shmuel lets them collect from the buyers afila b'shevach hamagilik seifayim, even the stuff that's already ready to be harvested, without having to compensate him for the expenses that he incurred. So it's Gemara Lokasha. Ha demasik be kashir aru shvacha. The case of Shmuel's, what he would say is talking about where the Baal Chov is saying to the seller, he's saying, you give me the amount of value of the land and what went up, and therefore he gets the entire debt. And he doesn't have to pay back the buyer at all. He's getting messed over. And this one is talking about this price. Says, Delo Masai, Del Masig Bay, Ella Kashir Ara. All he's asking for is the value of the land without anything that goes up. The Yoivli Shvache. So the creditor, the Baal Chov, has to give the buyer, he's to compensate him for what went up. Umasalikle. And then he gets him out of his property. He's like, Arois fun mine property. In fact, the Gemara, Hani Chalamanda Omar, I Isle Zuze Lokeach. This works well to the one who says that if a buyer has money, lo matzi masalik le Baal Chov, he's not able to stop a Baal Chov who has a shibud on this property from paying him off. In other words, like, listen, I know this maybe is yours, but at least let me pay. Says Rashi, lo matzi masalik le Baal Chov min ar de Baal Chov kadim. He's now let him force him to take it by paying him money. Rather, he can take it back. It's his. Shop here. Right now, everything makes sense that he can collect even from the shevach, which are more than the loan, and you have to compensate the buyer for those things. But according to one who says, when the one who bought it has money, he can pay off the Baal Chov. He says, listen, I know that he owes you money, you're coming to take from it, but you can't go in here, I'll pay you off instead. Name a lay, so then the buyer should say, if I would have the zuz, I would move you from the entire land. But now I don't have that amount of money to stop you from this. Havli garba da'ara ba'ara shir shvachai. Give me a small piece of land in this that's equivalent to the value of what the land went up because of me. So essentially what the Gemara is saying is, then why is it that the Braisa implies that the Baal Chov can take all of the land and the shavach and pay him off with money for what went up? Let him just say back to him, you pay me for the improvements which are above the debt that he owes you. What does that have to be? Let it be that keep the money and just give me a small piece of land. And for the Gemara, when they made an apotiki, which means po tehe kai, right, that this is where I'm going to come and take it from. It says, the Amalei says, you're going to have no right to collect except from this field. Right? So, listen, I'm a third party. You owe me money. In the meantime, the guy sells the field. Now I come and I want my money. He doesn't have. I can go and take it from you because he said that this is where I'm taking it from. Therefore, I'm not leaving you any sort of land, but I get it all. Okay, now the Gemara brings up a case of, let's say this guy is a thief and he wants to sell land and he goes to sell it. So you got, I'm the thief. I go to Bob to sell it. And then Bob looks at it and he's like, wait a minute. I don't even think this belongs to this guy. He realizes that it's not really his. He knows the guy's a ganav. He decides to buy it anyway. Then Amarav Rav says, sorry about the background over here. I'm not even sure what you're hearing. So Rav says, Mos Yeshlo, the guy who bought it, who got messed over, so he can get his money back. Yeah, but he bought the property. But Shevach Enlo, he doesn't get that. Shmuel Amar, Afilu Mos Enlo, this guy doesn't even have money. What are you doing buying this property that you know was stolen? And Mike Kamifka, what's the argument? Rav Safar, Adam Yoshev Yodea Shekaka Enlo. this guy who's buying it knows that it doesn't belong. So when he's giving the money, it's not to buy it. Therefore, he's having a money. He's giving it as a pikadon. And therefore, you give the money back exactly as this. In fact, the Gemara, let him say it straight out that I'm giving this to you as a pikadon. Why is he making a game like he's buying it? Because he thinks that the guy's not going to be makabel it. And therefore, he says, yeah, as if I'm buying it. Shmuel Savar, Adam Yudea Shekakaru Enlo. A person knows that he doesn't have it over here. Right? So he wasn't given to be paid. Vagamar Vinasa Lashem Matana. He's giving it as a matana. And therefore, you don't have to return it, even that. In fact, the Gemara, if a name Ali Lashem Matana, let him just say it's a matana. Sifale Milsa. He knows if he would say that, it would be embarrassment and the guy wouldn't want to accept it. Sefri doesn't say that. We know this machlok has already happened in another place. Stay tomorrow. Makadosh is a choso. If someone goes and marries his sister, where do we see this? Saw this in Gittin, in Kiddushin. It's going to come up in Erechin. Makadosh is a choso. Someone goes ahead and he marries his own sister. So he gives her money. He says, here, Rav Amar, most chosen, the money goes back to him because he knows it's nothing and therefore he's not giving it to her. But that's what happened. Shmuel Amar, most matana. It's a matana, therefore he doesn't give it back to him. She doesn't have to give it back. Rav Amar Moos Chozrim, he says, goes back. Adam Yedea Shein Kedushin Tosim Echoso. It doesn't work. Vagamar Unasal Shem Begadon. It's just Begadon. Vinayim Elo Shem Begadon. It says it's Begadon. Sovel Lomakabla Menish, not going to accept it. Shmuel Amar Moos Matana. Adam Yedea Shein Kedushin Tosim Echoso. Everyone knows it doesn't work. Vagamar Unasal Shem Matana. It's for Matana. Vinayim Elo Shem Matana. Say it's a Matana. Ksef Elo Milsa. She'd be embarrassed to accept it. And therefore, he has to go and say it like this. Says the Gemara, why do you need both of them? You teach us this idea already somewhere, Rav Shmuel. Why are you saying it again? Tzricha, diit mar baha. If we just would have said it by the case of the stolen property, then baha kamar Rav. That's where Rav would say that the money is a pikadon, the law of the inchi diav and matanos anuchra, because people don't give gifts to people that are not related to. Aval gabi echosu, when it comes to his sister, ema moda lele Shmuel. Maybe he's going to be masking to Shmuel, and therefore you have to write over there, no, he argues. Viit mar baha. And we just would have said by the case of marrying the sister, baha kamar Shmuel. That's where Shmuel would say that the money is matana, because it makes sense to give to relatives of baha. But in this case, where it's stolen stuff, that it's just a pikadon tzricha, if you had to write the machlokas in both cases. Now, says Gemara, bein l'rav, damar pikadon, bein l'shmol, damar matana, hai la'ara b'mai kanachis uperos heichi achil. How is it that this guy who's quote unquote buying it is going into the land, he's working the land, and how is he going, he's eating from the stuff over here? According to Rav and Shmuel, he's not buying it over here, so how can he go ahead and take it? Says Gamar, Savar, because he thinks, Ana Eichas Sa'ara, I'm going to go to the land, Ve'avid Ve'echel Begave, I'm going to work, and I'm going to eat from it, Ke'echid Da'avaka Ovid Ihu, just like the seller did until now. Chiasi Mari Da'ara, in other words, that guy's a ganav, so I'll do it in the meantime. And when the real owner comes and he wants it, Zuza Na'ave, my money is going to be Zuzanehavu. According to Rav, the Rav, the Amr Pikadon, Pikadon. There'll be Pikadon. L'shmo, the Amr Matana, Matana. Either I'll take it back from Rav, or it'll be like a Matana for Shmuel. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav, Hilchasad, Halacha is that if the buyer makes the land get better and then it's taken by the original owner, yesh lo ma'os, he can go ahead, the buyer can get compensated from money, v'yesh lo shevach and the shevach. V'alfa b'sha lo perish lo shevach, even though he wasn't mefaris that he's going to give him that. Hikar ba she'en of shalo, and in the case where he recognizes that it's not his, ulukacha, but he goes and he buys it anyway, and it gets better, and then the original owner comes, ma'os, yesh lo, he has a right to be compensated from the seller, the original seller, for the money that he paid. Shevach enob, he doesn't have the shevach. Achrayus, in reference to achrayus, a guarantee, Toes Soferhu. In reference to Achrayus, if it's not written, Rashi says, Veleslan de Shmuel Damer Shibut Sarach Limloch. You have to check it out. Toes Soferhu, it's considered like a Toes Sofer, and it's not particular. So unless the document, the Shtar over there, explicitly says that that this Halva or the sale is not going to be guaranteed, then we assume that he by accident left it out, and it is considered like there is a Achrayus over there. Bein Bishtari Halva, Bein Bishtari Mekechel Melamkar, in either types of situations. Okay, my friends, we are going to step over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.